Sagittarius sun signs and Sagittarius rising signs. This is Bess Matassa with your numinous tarot forecast for March 2019. And Sagittarius, the card that I've drawn for you this month, is the Queen of Cups. But before we dive into those deep mystical waters of this being, I want to take a moment to honor where you've been in February. And in February, you were inside the energy of the Ace of Swords, which was all about receiving new kinds of mental patterning, availability to new storylines, but being able to also parse out with discernment which of those were truly fitting you for your journey forward, and all about kind of shifting the gaze and deciding which kind of pathway was going to be your way into March. And the pathway for March is an invitation into some very deep nocturnal waters. In many ways, I feel that the Queen of Cups is one of the cards, or perhaps the ultimate card, that kind of defies words. It's an experience that we don't always accommodate in our daily kind of workaday world. It's an energy that speaks to us in dreamscapes. It speaks to us in those really numinous, mystical moments of connection to something much larger than ourselves that is unseen. And I always get the visual with this card of skinny dipping alone at night. And this might not be physically possible for you, especially if you live in the Northern Hemisphere and things are still pretty frozen. But think about that experience of really being close to the surface or close to the depths of your own feeling nature in a very private way. And this could be even in a really congested kind of urban environment. This could be simply dropping into yourself in a situation which feels super buzzy and busy, but connecting to wherever that kind of pool lives in you. If you're on the train during a commute, it could be simply closing your eyes and going somewhere, quote unquote, taking a kind of mental journey, a guided meditation into some new and very wild kind of topographical landscape that lives only inside of you. So it's a really powerful month for connecting to the things that can't be represented through words, that can't be actioned through fiery effort. You are a fire sign and you do love to kind of adventure and pursue and work the leg muscles. But this is a month for, rather than charging forward and running up the hill and kind of feeling the musculature of your leg, for actually creating situations and inviting in situations that can feel as seamless as diving into water. And maybe it's a month where you need quite a bit of retreat in order to tap into this kind of imaginal world, this inner landscape. Maybe it's a month where you just slow down the physical body in some way, even if it's the way that you walk to get to work or the way that you're physical body is kind of braced as you enter a situation, to find that kind of internal stream or that aquatic sense of dipping in rather than racing forward. Where can you dip? It may be that you're not even ready to fully plunge yet into those emotional waters. Maybe it's just spending a few minutes each day connecting to simply how you feel with one toe in the water or one finger in the water, simply sampling it. So, Sagittarius, I wish you a really deep and exploratory March, one that's filled with following the signals of your dreams, your actual nocturnal dreams, and also following really, really subtle emotional signals in the environment, being available to your own subtlety. Sometimes you're a pretty brazen sign, a sign that likes things to be out in the open, to be fully, quote unquote, honest. And there's nothing dishonest about this month at all. It's about tapping into another kind of variegated and textured truth by rendering yourself available to read your own subtle emotional landscape. And I will speak with you, Sagittarius, in April.